So the first is Senate Bill 944. This was referred to during the legislative session as the PI Omnibus Bill, and it contains six independent components that are all just kind of thrown into this bill. They're not necessarily related, other than being all connected to the Public Information Act, but all six have significant impact, some more than others, but all six have a significant impact on different government bodies. So the first component is a new temporary custodian process. So under the Public Information Act, there had been some dispute over how records are handled when they are maintained individually by a current or former employee. So for example, a former city council person has a lot of personal emails or text messages that relate to the transaction of official business, and then that city council person loses an election, is no longer on the city council. Well, how do you go about getting records from that person? So Senate Bill 944 creates a new temporary custodian process that puts requirements on both the temporary custodian and on the governmental body's public information officer in order to make reasonable efforts to try to obtain those documents or those records from current or former employees who maintain them in their individually. So a pretty significant, especially if you've got a lot of employees or officers who are doing work on their personal devices. If this really is meant to cover information that the governmental body does not independently maintain, so that's a big part of it, is if the governmental body doesn't have it, but they have a reasonable belief that the officer does in their individual capacity, then they've got this a new process that they're going to need to go through in order to go and get it. A related component is that it also clarifies possession and maintenance requirements for information maintained on privately owned devices. So I'm sure as you all know by now, the Attorney General's office has a long-standing interpretation that it's the substance of the information that matters and not where it is located. So if it relates to the transaction of official business and was created in a person's official capacity, that information is subject to the Public Information Act, even if it is maintained on publicly or on privately owned devices or in privately maintained accounts. This component of Senate Bill 944, it's a pretty short section, but it creates some procedural requirements for the maintenance of that information, basically requiring it to either be forwarded to the public information officer for the governmental body, or to be maintained in its original form on the personally owned device. This is a very narrow component. Do any of you guys maintain HIPAA or health information? Any hands up? Okay. So Senate Bill 944, and as it was going through the process, they added an exception that applies very narrowly to information that is obtained by a governmental body in connection with a quality management peer review or best practices program. And really, this information is going to be obtained by the governmental body from an out-of-state entity. So it's really a pretty narrow section. But if you are working in quality management peer review or best practices programs in the health area, then you should definitely check out this section because it may have an applicability to you. All right, the fourth component, and this is a major change. So if you are dealing with day-to-day work under the Public Information Act, then this is a significant change that actually impacts what you do every day. So this component clarifies the permissible methods that a requester may use to submit a Public Information Act request. It confirms that a public information request must be submitted to the public information officer and provides that a request is only valid if it is submitted to the public information officer by hand delivery, U.S. mail, electronic mail, or a catch-all provision that is any other method that's been specifically authorized by the governmental body. So what did I leave out? Anybody notice what I left out? Facsimile requests, okay? So how many of you guys still get fax requests? I see hands. Under this bill, unless you specifically authorize them, you will no longer be required to accept facsimile requests. I know many of you all, because I noticed a bunch of faces out there, you guys have, many of your governmental bodies have internet portals that allow a requester to sign on to an internet website and submit a request through the portal. that would fall under that catch-all provision that you specifically authorized that type of request. It also permits and clarifies that a governmental body can designate an email address, which you are currently already permitted to do, but you can also designate a mailing address so that all public information requests have to go to that designated email request or that address or that designated mailing address. Under current law, that there is no specification for where mailed requests can go. So they could go to any address that you maintain or be addressed to any person. Under this section, it now is clarified that, hey, if you designate it, then that mailed request needs to be mailed to the designated entity. So that's a pretty significant change in the day-to-day procedures of how those requests are going to be coming in. It also looks forward to the future, which is something that we're going to talk about in Mandy's section and something that Kimberly will also mention, where anything that you all want to do in the future to accept requests, it authorizes that as long as you just have to specifically authorize it. So you're not going to, just because you accept constituent comments on Facebook or Twitter or whatever the next thing is going to be tomorrow, those aren't going to be Public Information Act requests unless you specifically opt in to those being authorized methods. And you can designate and undesignate those types of methods as you go.